Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 10 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 9 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 8 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 7 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 6 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 5 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 4 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 3 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 2 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 1 minute. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 30 seconds. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 10 seconds.
Winston-Salem-Baseball.
Get up, baby. Get up, get up, get up.
Is on the air.
It's a goner.
We're 15 minutes away from the first pitch. Now, here's your pregame host, Brendan Riley.
Well, it's looking like it's going to be a little later than 15 minutes as the skies have opened up and the rain has started to come down here in Winston-Salem. After getting rained out yesterday, the rain has stuck around and come back. It was sunny all day here at Truist Stadium, but about 30 minutes ago or so, the tarp came on the field as the skies started to cry and the rain started coming down here in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. We're hoping to get in game four of this, what was supposed to be an eight-game series this week between the Hickory Crawdads in the Winston-Salem Dash, but for now we have entered into a rain delay. Well, welcome inside Truist Stadium. Brendan Riley here with you for your pregame coverage. Andrew Murphy will join me when and if we get closer to first pitch here on Friday evening in Winston-Salem. Glad to have you along for us for the ride this evening. We are supposed to be getting set for the fifth matchup this season between the two sides, but for now we have entered into a rain delay. No update yet on when, one, the tarp will be taken off the field, two, when we would be moving close to the first pitch. Right now, tarp on the field. Some puddles have formed. Puddles have formed on the warning track around the whole field. Also puddles around the shallow left field to right field in the outfield as well. The rain is still coming down. Clouds have lightened up a little bit here at Truist Stadium. About an hour ago or so, some very, very dark gray clouds started coming over. I've heard some claps of thunder as well as the skies. They started to come down, started to rain about 30 minutes ago or so. So for right now, we are waiting to hear official word on whether or not, one, when this rain delay will end, and two, if we're going to get a baseball game in here this evening. But it's supposed to be a great matchup tonight, especially looking at the starting pitchers for both sides, a pair of top 30 prospects in both organizations. It was living up to be another great series between the Hickory Crawdads and the Winston-Salem Dash, rather another great game here in 2023. All the games have been exciting. Have been interesting. The Dash took the first two in the doubleheader back on Tuesday, a 3-2 and a 5-2 win, and then on Education Day on Wednesday, Josh Steffen for the Hickory Crawdads, he shut down the red-hot Winston-Salem lineup as the Dash were shut out for the first time all season, 4-0. And then yesterday, it started raining around 1:30 in Winston-Salem, and it rained throughout the night, and yesterday was called at 4 o'clock. They called the game last night. That game is canceled. It will not be made up over the course of the rest of the season when the Crawdads and Dash get together again later on this year. And now tonight the rain has come down. We are in a rain delay with the tarp on the field, and we will get you more information as soon as we know here in the broadcast booth. But right now, in a rain delay, so we will not be starting at 7 o'clock, but still a lot more to come here on the Dash pregame show. A lot of action throughout the South Atlantic League. After last night, there was only two games played. The other four games, including ours, were all rained out or postponed. Two were canceled, including ours. Two were postponed. So only two teams played yesterday, and we'll take a look on what's going around the rest of the South Atlantic League. I have to be wondering if they're going to be trying to get the game in Greensboro, just about 30 minutes away from us here. They were postponed last night, and for now, we will step aside and come back with more here on Bally Live in a rain delay right now in Winston-Salem, as we are hoping to get game number five, or the fourth game of this series between the Hickory Crawdads and the Winston-Salem Dash here on a Friday night in Winston-Salem. We'll step aside and come back with more here on the Dash pregame show on Bally Live and the Dash Broadcast Network.
Hey, what are we doing after the game? How about some beers?
I want a cocktail.
Hey, I'm driving. I was thinking coffee.
Too bad we can't find all those in one place.
Yeah.
Guys, haven't you been downtown lately? There is a place you can find great coffee and great craft beer and cocktails. Footnote Cafe is right next to Foothills Pub on 4th Street. They roast their own coffee, have killer cocktail and wine lists, and feature...
Wait, don't tell me. Plenty of delicious Foothills beer.
You got it. All that in a really cool space. Let's go check it out.
Let's go!
Footnote Coffee and Cocktails, open Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Dash to the Hanes Brands Outlet Store for an unbeatable selection of famous brands for the entire family. You'll find Hanes t-shirts, underwear and sweats, Champion sports bras and apparel, Valley and Playtex bras, and much more. All the great savings up to 50%. Winston-Salem is home for the Dash and Hanes. So be sure to visit the Hanes Brands flagship store and save big on some of America's favorite brands. Located in the lower level of Thruway Shopping Center at Stratford Road and Knollwood Street in Winston-Salem.
When you feel good, life is good. It's more joyful, meaningful, and fulfilling. And when you choose Atrium Health, you're choosing an unrivaled partner to help you be at your best, to get the most from every day. We're the region's most trusted healthcare partner because we treat people and not just problems. The best care for a more full life. Atrium Health Wake Forest Baptist, the official healthcare provider of the Winston-Salem Dash.
You're listening to The Dash on MILB TV and the Dash Radio Network. Now, let's head back to the ballpark.
Welcome back to Truist Stadium. Brennan Riley with you as our pregame coverage continues. Currently in a rain delay here in Winston-Salem. Still no update as when this game will hopefully get going here on a Friday night or any other news for that matter when it comes to the inclement weather. There's the tarp still on the field. Puddles on the warning track as well as in left center and right field around the edge of the tarp. Nothing out towards the warning track in the outfield on the grass, but there are puddles out forming on the warning track in the outfield as well. Well, we'll take a look around the rest of the South Atlantic League, and two games already done today, and they were makeups from yesterday. Hudson Valley and Greenville, they were rained out yesterday with the rain coming through the Carolinas, and today in game number one of the doubleheader, Hudson Valley took a 7-4 win over the Greenville Drive. Hudson Valley, 7 runs on 12 hits and 2 errors. They improved to 13-5 on the year. They are now in sole possession of first place in the South Atlantic League North standings as of now, because Rome and Greensboro also, they have a doubleheader today. And in the game earlier today from Greensboro, it was the Rome Braves shutting out the Grasshoppers 6-0. Greensboro dropping to 12-6. So Hudson Valley takes over as the top team, best record in the South Atlantic League as Greensboro drops to 12-6 on the year. In the South side, in the South Division standings, Winston-Salem currently a game up on these Hickory Crawdads, 11-5 on the season, while Hickory 10-6. So big one. This has been a big series with the two top teams in the South Atlantic League South Division battling out already for the second time here in 2023. Two postponements have already been called, and they're up in the New York, Delaware area. We'll start in the Jersey Shore. Jersey Shore and Brooklyn, they were rained out as they are postponed, as well as Wilmington and Aberdeen from Wilmington, Delaware. They have been postponed. They are making that one up tomorrow. No word on Jersey Shore and Brooklyn if that one is going to be made up. That just says postponed right now, not canceled. But also coming up here later tonight, Hudson Valley and Greenville are supposed to get game number two going, but in Greensboro and Rome as well. But with the weather coming through the Carolinas, they both have not started their second game yet. Of course, ours between Hickory and Winston-Salem in a rain delay now. And then also coming up at 7:35 from Bowling Green, Kentucky, a battle of two 7-9 teams right now. It's Asheville and Bowling Green. They get set to battle out after Asheville came away with a win a night. Rather, they were canceled last night, but Asheville winning early on in that series so far this year. Well, the Dash right now in this rain delay, trying to get back to a two-game advantage over the Hickory Crawdads in the South Division. And coming up next week, don't forget that Greensboro comes to town, so one of the best teams in the North Division against the right now top team in the South Division. So that's coming up next week, starting on Tuesday, 7 o'clock first pitch Tuesday night, then 12 o'clock first pitch with Education Day brought to you by Segra on Wednesday. Second straight noon first pitch on a Wednesday that we'll have after we had that one back on Wednesday. Then 7 o'clock Thursday, Friday and Saturday, and of course 2 o'clock on Sunday here at Truist Stadium. Right now we're going to be a little bit pushed back from 7 o'clock as this rain delay is, as we are still in this rain delay. Let's take a look around the rest of the White Sox organization and get you caught up to speed on what's going on around the Southsiders system. Last night, Chicago, they dropped to 7-19 on the season, 8 games back in 4th place in the AL Central as they lost 14-5 against the Tampa Bay Rays, who have gotten off to a lightning fast start in 2023 in the MLB. They get going tonight from Guaranteed Rate Field at 7:10 p.m. Eastern for game number two of that 4-game set there. Charlotte, they were postponed last night, just 90 minutes down the road in the Queen City. They had a doubleheader today, but it looks like right now they might have entered into a rain delay. They're in the top of the fifth with the Norfolk Tides tied up at 2. They were postponed last night. The Knights right now 11-12 on the season, 5th in the International League East. They are tied at 2 in the top of the fifth down at Truist. Truist Field in Uptown Charlotte. Taking a look now at Double A, we'll take a look at the Birmingham Barons. And right now they're 6 games under .500 at 6-12 on the air. They have the Tennessee Smokies this week at home in Birmingham for a 6-game set. 5-1 loss last night. They get going tonight against the Smokies again on a Friday night. That one coming up at 8:05 p.m. Eastern time. And then the Kannapolis Cannonballers, they have gotten off to a great start. The Low A affiliate of the White Sox. 7-1 win over the Carolina Mudcats last night, and getting ready to go tonight. They are supposed to get started at 7 p.m. at the Mudcats as they try to get to 12-6. They are first in the Carolina League South Division. That's the look around the rest of the White Sox organization. Of course, right now still in a rain delay at Truist Stadium as we await, hopefully, this next game of the Dash and the Crawdads, and what has been a fun series. Great pitching throughout the first three games here this week, and looking, and we're supposed to get another good pitching matchup on the bill this evening between the two top 30 prospects in Jared Kelly and Mitch Bratt. We'll step aside and come back and get you caught up on even more, to maybe take a look at the radar as well as we continue to sit through this rain delay here on a Friday night at Truist Stadium. Don't go anywhere. More coverage coming up after this on Bally Live and the Dash Broadcast Network.
Ooh, this North Carolina Education Lottery Winners Club espresso is strong.
Pace yourself. New winners tend to overdo it on the coffee. Mm. And with new scratch-offs out, well...
Hey guys, I'm a new winner. My name's Steve. What's your name? I really love this coffee. Wow, this place is great. Glad I grabbed a new scratch-off. Okay, nice to meet you. Gonna get a massage. Ooh, I think I need to relax.
Told ya.
This month's tickets pack $60 million in total prizes. The Winners Club awaits. Must be 18 to play. Approximate overall odds. Winning range from 1 in 3.57 to 4.84. Problem gambling helpline 877-718-5543.
Do you know why a lot of people have a water dispenser at their home or business? So they can get clean, pure, great-tasting water at the touch of a button. And now, the Winston-Salem Dash and Primo Water have teamed up to give you a chance to try a Primo water dispenser in your home or business. At every Dash home game this season, Primo will select 5 lucky fans to receive a free 60-day trial of Primo's home or business water delivery service. That's 60 days of the highest quality water delivered to your home or business, and the use of an Energy Star-rated bottom-loading Primo dispenser for free. And there's more than one way to win a 60-day trial of Primo water service. Go online to ws-.com to enter for your chance to win. Don't miss out on your chance to have clean, great-tasting water delivered to your front door. Come out to every Dash home game and go online to ws-.com for your chance to win. For new customers only.
You're listening to The Dash on MILB TV and the Dash Radio Network. Now, let's head back to the ballpark.
Tarp's still on the field. The rain's still coming down at Truist Stadium as we are still in a rain delay, about 3 minutes away from what was supposed to be the scheduled first pitch time. But as of now, we are still in this rain delay. Taking a look now at the radar here over the next hour plus or so in Winston-Salem. Looks like there still is a pretty big storm cell moving through, and it looks like there might be in about 15 minutes or so a window for maybe the tarp to be taken off the field, but then more rain comes in at the bottom of the hour. But after around 8:30, it looks like the rain should dissipate for the night, and that we should be able to get a baseball game in at least at that point. But it'll be up to whether or not we will be able to get the field ready in time and get the tarp off the field, get the players warmed up, and get the field going, get the field in shape to be able to play in this ball game, or to have this ball game here this evening. But right now the radar for at least the next 15 minutes or so, not necessarily looking promising, but coming up in just a little bit, there should be an open period in just a little bit where the rain should subside, and hopefully we'll be able to get this ball game in a little later tonight. But right now, still currently in this rain delay, and once we find out more information, we'll be able to, of course, update you at that point. But it's for right now, rain still coming down pretty steady as well. Fans are in the ballpark. Great to see the fans here, as always, right now hanging out in the concourse and in the suites upstairs and then in the Flow Club. But right now, we are looking a little bit later than what the regular scheduled time, and which is supposed to be in about 1 minute, but right now in this rain delay, and once we get more information, we'll continue to keep you updated here on Bally Live and the Dash Broadcast Network. Should be a fun one tonight if we should get to it. We'll step aside and come back, take a look at the storylines for this evening's ball game in just a little bit on Bally Live and the Dash Broadcast Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Rely on us to be a complete resource for all your packaging needs, from design through warehousing and distribution. Salem One's packaging division is committed to producing high-quality, innovatively designed, and efficiently produced packaging materials that position your brand for success. Our collaborative team of skilled professionals operate state-of-the-art equipment and are dedicated to creating high-impact products quickly and efficiently. We produce simply the best product packaging from start to finish.
Flow Automotive is your source for a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in Winston-Salem and the Triad region. With over 50 years serving you, Flow knows cars and service, and we have great prices on great cars. Visit us at flowauto.com to view our inventory, make your next service appointment, and find us on Facebook. FlowAuto.com, your source for great prices on great cars.
Hey, what are we doing after the game? How about some beers?
I want a cocktail.
Hey, I'm driving. I was thinking coffee.
Too bad we can't find all those in one place.
Yeah.
Guys, haven't you been downtown lately? There is a place you can find great coffee and great craft beer and cocktails. Footnote Cafe is right next to Foothills Pub on 4th Street. They roast their own coffee, have killer cocktail and wine lists, and feature...
Wait, don't tell me. Plenty of delicious Foothills beer.
You got it. All that in a really cool space. Let's go check it out.
Let's go!
Footnote Coffee and Cocktails, open Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m.
You're listening to The Dash on MILB TV and the Dash Radio Network. Now, let's head back to the ballpark.
Still waiting for an official word on the rain delay, but the rain is continuing. It might be coming down harder now than it was and when we came on the air about 15, 16 minutes ago. Skies are starting to lighten up a little bit, but the rain is still coming down in a steady drove here at Truist Stadium in this rain delay for what should have been a good one tonight. And still waiting to hear the official word. Hopefully we can get this ball game in, because we are supposed to get a great pitching matchup here this evening. We can take a look at the starting pitchers, give you some of the storylines on them. First, for the Dash coming in this evening, they were going to be turning the ball over to the 16th overall prospect in the White Sox organization by MLB Pipeline, the number 18 prospect in the Chicago system by Fangraphs, Jared Kelly, the 6'3", 230-pound right-hander, making his first start in high-A baseball as he starts his third year in professional baseball. Made 18 starts last year in low-A Kannapolis at a 3.34 ERA over 64 and two-thirds innings, was activated off of the IL yesterday after he fractured his left foot. That's his plant foot, so it would be interesting to see here tonight, especially with some wet conditions now, on how he'd be able to manage that coming off that fractured foot. But right now, still in this rain delay, but on the other side, the Crawdads turning the ball over to Mitch Brett, their fifth-round draft pick back in 2021 out of Georgia Premier Academy in Statesboro, Georgia. He moved there after he grew up in Canada, was born in Newmarket, Canada, a Toronto suburb. Grew up there, but after the pandemic made things a little bit harder for scouts to get up there and to be able to scout him with the restrictions put on, and he ended up moving to Georgia, played at Georgia Premier Academy, which is actually the same place that produced the Guardians prospect, the number 19 prospect in all of baseball by Baseball America, number 16 by MLB Pipeline, Daniel Espino. He went to Georgia Premier Academy as well, and so after moving down, he spent all of 2021 with the ACL Rangers and then spent 2022 with the Rangers low-A affiliate, the Down East Wood Ducks in Kinston. and had a 2.45 ERA over 19 appearances there in 80 2/3 innings. This season has gotten off to a good start. Two starts, a 3.00 ERA over 9 innings, allowing only 7 hits, 3 runs, all earned, 2 walks, and 8 strikeouts. But you might remember the name Mitch Pratt. He was selected to Team Canada for the World Baseball Classic this past March. And remember, he's only 19 years old. And he got the start against Team USA, did not make it out of the first inning, but he went up against arguably a lineup full of all-star superstars throughout the game of baseball and battled out there in that first inning. Took a lot away from it, and you have to think that's definitely going to help his development as he continues to go along in his career and gets older. Still a young kid, only 19 years old. And now in high A with the Hickory Crawdads, off to a good start this year. The Crawdads have had a great pitching rotation all season long. You can go back to Josh Steffen back on Wednesday and even take a look at Winston Santos, who shut down the Dash for 6 innings back on opening day on April 6th and then battled once again. He had the Dash's number for a little bit, but the Dash were able to get him for 3 runs back on Tuesday in game number 1 of that doubleheader. Supposed to see Kumar Rocker at some point this weekend. Of course, the number 3 pick in last year's draft, after he was not signed by the New York Mets after being drafted out of Vanderbilt in 2021. And he came back, and now he's pitching for Hickory. He's gotten off to a fast start in the top 10 in a couple of categories pitching-wise throughout the whole South Atlantic League. But these two teams have had great starts this season, and it's really been the Dash. They have gotten off to a great start offensively. You look at Lloydell Schapelle, who in his first year in playing in the United States after coming from the Dominican Summer League last year, native of Cuba, he's come out and has had a great start. He's tied for 8th in average this season. He's 9th in slugging as well as 9th in OPS. He's gotten off to a fast start this year. Terrell Tatum's had a great start to his 2023 campaign as well. 6th in OPS at a 1.061, and he gets on base at will. 15 walks this year. He's scored the most runs of any player throughout the South Atlantic League with 17 on the season. Also has 8 stolen bases, which has him good for 7th alone throughout the whole South Atlantic League. And then DJ Gladney. Gladney has gone off to a tremendous start in 2023. He has 4 home runs, tied for 5th, after 4 tied for 1st in the South Atlantic League with 5. He also leads the South Atlantic League in RBIs this season with 21. He's 3 clear of 3 players, one from Greensboro, Bowling Green, and Hudson Valley. But he's gone off to a great start in 2023. So a lot of great starts here in the season. It looks like the rain might be starting to let up just a little bit. It looked like in the radar that there was going to be a gap here around 7:10, 7:15. It looks like we might be heading that way. But we'll step aside and come back with more and let you know more here in just a little bit on Bally Live and the Dash Broadcast Network.
Hey, what are we doing after the game? How about some beers?
I want a cocktail.
Hey, I'm driving. I was thinking coffee.
Too bad we can't find all those in one place.
Yeah.
Guys, haven't you been downtown lately?
Winston-Salem Dash Baseball begins in 10 minutes. Winston-Salem Dash Baseball begins in 9 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 10 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 8 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 7 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 6 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 5 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 4 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 3 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 10 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 9 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 8 minutes. We'll be right back. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 7 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 6 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 5 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 4 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 10 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 9 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 8 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 7 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 6 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 5 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 4 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 3 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 2 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 1 minute. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 10 minutes. Winston-Salem-Baseball begins in 9 minutes. Winston-Salem Dash Baseball begins in 8 minutes.